Fit for Life Radio. Our show is dedicated to making it easier for you to reach your weight loss goals. We feature guests who are here to share their experience, knowledge, and a little inspiration. Let's join our host, Carol Dunlap, in the studio now.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining me for Fit for Life. I'm so glad that you could take a little bit of time out of your busy, busy life to sit down and have a chat with me, or rather, listen to me, and hopefully I will bring great information to you that you can use now and going forward in your life. I have a great show in store for you. We're going to be talking about how to keep your heart healthy, the Go Red, Wear Red initiative from the American Heart Association, and it's just going to be awesome, so stay tuned. Be right back. You're listening to the Fit for Life show on Yamon Radio. Okay, we're back. Oh, did you know that this month is Heart Month? February is officially Heart Month, and it's also my birthday month. So I get to celebrate two or three different times. I love it. I get to wear red, that is my favorite color. I get to talk about heart health, which is my favorite thing to talk about. And I get to help empower women to be healthier and take care of their bodies and live longer, more productive, and more awesome lives. What more could you ask for, huh? So we're going to be talking about 10 tips that you can get started on right now, tonight and tomorrow, the rest of this month, really, to give you a healthy heart or a healthier heart. And I'm going to run them down for you in just a second. And culminating will be the information about Go Red and how you can support the National Wear Red Day and the Go Red movement. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this. Supporting Go Red for women, you can participate in doing this in National Wear Red Day, which is Friday, February 5th, which is the day before my birthday. And you can also help by donating to help fund research during American Health Month or American Heart Month. So I've got something really, really special for you, and I will tell you what that is, and it's absolutely free. So I want you to help me in supporting this great initiative. I'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. So for right now, let's get started on the 10 tips that can help you to have a healthy heart now and forever. Okay, the first thing is to get 6 to 7 hours of sleep per night. Now, I've talked about this on the show before, and I want to let you know that when you're sleeping, your body is resting, but most or a lot of your body is really still working. I mean, your eyes may be, you know, you may be looking at the backs of your eyelids, and you may be lying down prone in the bed, and you may or not be snoring, and you may be doing some heavy breathing type of thing, and just, you know, feeling all rested when you get up. But a lot of your body is actually working during the sleeping hours. So you want to make sure you get 6 to 7 hours every night, because you don't want to cut down on that work that your body is doing, because what is it doing? It's burning fat. While you are sleeping and not even thinking about what your body is doing, your body is actually burning fat. So if you want to get the most effort out of your sleep, the most bang for your sleep buck, I guess you could say, then you want to make sure that 3 hours before you go to bed, you're not eating anything. You're going to bed on an empty stomach so that you can have a restful, REM-full, sleepy night. That will help you. All right, the second thing is, if it's too salty, you need to cut down on it. So we need to lower our intake of salt and sodium. Did you know, on average, American adults eat more than 3,400 milligrams of sodium daily? That's more than double the American Heart Association's recommended limit of 1,500 milligrams. So just think about this. 65% of the sodium intake comes from food bought in retail stores. Oops. 25% comes from restaurants, and only 10% comes from home cooking and at the table. So if 65%, well, really, if that's almost 90% of the sodium you eat that is pushing you over the limit comes from outside of your house, guess what? You probably need to eat more at home. How about that? Here's a couple of ways you can control how much sodium you eat. You need to choose lower sodium foods and cook at home more often. Check the nutrition facts on the label for the amount of sodium per serving and the number of servings per container. So get that. Check the nutrition facts on the label for the amount of sodium per serving and the number of servings per container. So, yes, you'll have to do a little bit of math, but that's okay, right? And then you'll actually need to read the food labels because there are a lot of different ways that they can sneak salt and sodium into your food that you have no idea about. So I will have that tip sheet on in the package that I'm getting together for you, and you'll be able to access it at the end of the show. All right, number three, drop the fat, trans and saturated. So how do you drop the fat? Did you know that fats are an important part of your healthful diet? This might surprise you because we often hear about it cutting down on the fat or the amount of fat we eat. But when it comes to fat and good health, the keys are to eat enough but not too much and to choose the right types of fat. Now I'm going to give you some information and tips about some good fats. We need fats in our diet. They provide energy and essential fatty acids. They help keep our skin healthy, play a role in many body functions, and transport vitamins A, D, E, K, and carotenoids so they can be absorbed. They also play a key role in early brain development. Also, some types of fats are linked to good health. Polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fats help reduce blood cholesterol levels when they replace saturated fats and trans fats. And then although we also refer to foods as containing a single type of fat, they really contain a mix of different fats. For example, we call canola oil a monounsaturated fat because that's the main component, but canola oil also contains smaller amounts of polyunsaturated and saturated fats. And then finally, fats give food a pleasing taste, aroma, and texture. So when you see those labels in the store that says less fat, low fat, no fat type of stuff, believe you me, they're adding something in that food so that it tastes good. Because when you take all the fat out of it, it tastes like crap. So they're adding a lot of sugar and sodium and stuff like that. So we don't necessarily want to look for the low fat or non-fat food. It just really depends on what type of fat that it is. All right, so here are a couple of tips for you. When you shop for and prepare food, choose lean cuts of meat, skinless poultry, fish, dry beans, low-fat or fat-free milk, cheese, and yogurt. I really like almond milk. They got this big thing about almond milk. It doesn't have any almonds in it. So, you know, just kind of use your common sense when you go shopping. For cooking and baking, use olive oil, canola, corn, safflower, sunflower, or soybean oils to help promote heart health. And then you also want to bake, broil, roast, and grill foods instead of frying them. Now, when you eat out at fast food restaurants, pick salads and grilled chicken and smaller sized burgers and sandwiches. See, you can still eat burgers. You just don't have to eat that super jumbo, heavy duty, upsize it to the max one. Request sandwiches without mayo or sauce on them. And now, most restaurants will gladly honor any special requests, so ask for gravy, sauces, salad dressings, and things like that on the side, and that way you can dip your fork into it or dip your food into it and eat it alongside what you're eating, and you don't have to worry about, oh, am I eating too much of this? And remember, always, always, always read the label on anything that you're putting into your mouth. Now, most of the fats you eat should be polyunsaturated and monounsaturated. Polyunsaturated fats are soybean, corn, and some safflower and sunflower oils, walnuts, flaxseed, and fish, such as salmon, trout, and herring. And monounsaturated fats are canola, olive, mid or high oleic safflower and sunflower oils, and in avocados and nuts and peanut butter. So a couple of things that we want you to either cut down on or get rid of are the trans fats and the saturated fat, because these may increase the risk for heart disease by raising your LDL or bad cholesterol that's in your blood. Why? Because saturated fats and cholesterol, they are made up of foods from animals such as butter, lard, egg yolks, fat back, tallow, suet, chicken fat, beef fat, whole milk, and cheese products. Saturated fats are also found in foods from plants such as vegetable shortening, coconut oil, and palm oil. Trans fats, These are foods containing partially hydrogenated oils such as vegetable shortening, baked goods, examples, cakes, cookies, pies, crackers, etc., snack foods, stick margarines, and other foods. So you want to keep a tab on them or just cut them out of your diet if you can altogether. Okay, now number four, sit less and sweat more. Boy, is that ever simple. They did a study a couple of years ago, the American Academy, which one was it? I can't remember. It was one of the academies that certifies fitness professionals, ACSM, sorry. And they said that the study showed that even if you exercise it during the day, if you sit for most of the day, that could lead to an early death or conditions such as high blood pressure, heart disease, and things like that. So I want you to sit less and sweat more. So during the day, every hour, I want you to at least stand up, walk around, and put the load on your feet. Because your body is made to move around, get up, and get that oxygenated blood circulating through your whole entire body, right? So that's what I want you to do. And I want you to stop laying around the house on the couch, just sitting down all day. I want you to really put in your mind that you need to be moving. If you've gone for an hour without moving, something's up. So you need to get up and walk around. Go to the bathroom, come back, do some jumping jacks or do some knee highs while you're standing at your desk or whatever. And if people look at you crazy, just look at them and say, hey, I'm helping my heart out. Okay, excuse me. All right, number five, I want you to stop the process. And the process is processed foods. If the majority of food that you're eating comes in a box or a can or a bottle or a bag, that's processed. Because God did not make anything that's inside of a bag, bottle, or box. So I want you to go as close to natural as you can, as close to as when you pick that thing off the tree or pull it up out of the ground as possible. So when you go to the store, to the supermarket, to the big super Walmart or wherever you shop, make sure that you go to the outer realms of the store and shop there. Why? Because those foods are on life support. If you think about it, when you shop the outer edges of the store, all those things have to be refrigerated or have some kind of oxygen or water or something like that pumped into them because they have to keep them alive until you eat them. The more you go towards the middle of the store, all that stuff is mainly processed and canned and boxed and bottled, and it could stay on those shelves for several years without having any kind of problems at all. So shop on the outer levels. Stop the process. Okay, number six, I want you to schedule your well woman visit. What exactly is a well woman visit? Well, a well woman visit is really a checkup. It's a yearly checkup that you need to get. It's mostly covered by the insurance because of the Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. So what happens, you go set your appointment with your doctor. This is where your measurements, examinations, tests, and screenings might all be a part of this, and this is where you can just get yourself checked out. A client of mine told me several years ago that you really should continually check your blood because most things that go wrong with you happen in the blood. They happen in the blood first, and then they kind of spread to the rest of the body. So maybe you need to get your blood pressure checked. I'm sure you do. Get your head and neck exam. Get your abdominal area checked. Get your skin checked. Maybe you need a pap test, so whatever laboratory test, maybe a chemistry panel from a heart health perspective. The most important components are blood glucose and cholesterol levels. You definitely need to check those out. And the reason being is because cholesterol levels are very important in preventing heart disease and stroke. Just ask my husband, Alvin. He had a stroke. This is his five-year anniversary. Yay! He's 5 years, living. And we did a show about that probably about 2 months ago. And he was saying that the cause of his stroke was a piece of plaque broke off in one of his arteries and traveled up to his vein and blocked his vein. That's how he had the stroke. So plaque high cholesterol causes that plaque to build up in your arteries, and we don't want that. So you need to get a check on what's going on. And the good thing is cholesterol can be controlled by diet and exercise. So go ahead and schedule your well woman visit with your doctor. Go get yourself checked out so you'll know. And I don't want to hear you saying, oh, I really don't want to go. I don't have time. Yes, you do want to know, because you can't manage what you don't measure. Meaning, if you don't know what's going on in your body, what you're putting into your body and what effect that it's having on you, how are you going to get clean? How are you going to take care of it? How are you going to have a healthier, happier, you know, well-preserved life? So I do want you to get that checked out. Okay, I have 4 more points for you coming back up right after these messages.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to 4-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
You're listening to The Fit for Life Show on Yamon Radio.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Fit for Life Show on Yamon Radio. Okay, we are back, and I have 4 more tips for you on how to have a healthy heart. Number 7 is to eat more fruit and drink less juice. Sounds funny, huh? Well, the reason being is if you always, remember I told you about the processed stuff. Now, cold juice is usually on the outer rim of the store, and we want to think that it's good because it's juice, right? Well, I have to tell you that it's probably laden with excess sugar. We want to cut down on the sugar. Why? Because when you eat too much sugar, or put it this way, the sugar that goes into your body thinks that it's energy. And how does it use it? It breaks it down to glucose, which is the main thing that your brain uses for food and your muscles take in for energy. But whatever it doesn't use, it stores it as fat. So sugar eventually becomes fat. Fat, if it's not used up for energy, where does it go? On your butt, on your legs, on your tummy, wherever. So that's what happened. That's why I don't want you to drink as much juice as you think you're doing well, but you're really not. So drink less juice unless you squeeze it yourself, and eat more fruit. And the reason that you want to eat more fruit is because you want to eat the skin. Sometimes you can eat the seeds, you want to eat the pulp, you want to eat the whole piece of fruit, the whole apple. Don't just get the juice of the apple, because why? They have to put some stuff in it to make it sweeter, or else you might not want to drink it all. So remember that, the whole fruit, less juice. Okay, number 8, I want you to stop smoking. If you are smoking right now, I want you to promise yourself that you will get a plan in place in the next 2 weeks so that you can stop smoking. Now, aside from the fact that smoking is pretty nasty, it stinks, it makes your breath stink, it is, you know, nobody wants to breathe in all that smoke. The thing is that the smoke or the nicotine from those cigarettes thin out your blood vessels. If your blood vessels are thinned out, it's hard for your body to pump the amount of blood that it needs to through your whole entire body. And what does that do? It sets you up for a stroke or some type of heart disease. I don't want that to happen to you, so just stop smoking. I know it's not as easy as I just said, just stop smoking. That's the same thing as just stop eating. Just go ahead and lose weight or just stop doing this stuff that you do all the time. No, you have to have a really strategic plan to do it. You may need to get help from a medical professional because they have all those patches and doctors are trying to get cessation. And just think of it this way. When you stop smoking, you're going to start adding years to your life. So isn't that a good enough reason to stop smoking? Okay, number 9. Oh, let off the stress. One of the biggest reasons that we are sick in the United States right now and other parts of the world, because we're stressed out. We may be the richest, most productive, you know, best whatever country, but we're also the most stressed out people in the world. Other people, you know, take off half days for fiestas or siestas or close down a whole island because they're going on carnival or something or celebrating. But in the States, on stateside, we are working 24/7, 365. We do not even know what it means to just not do anything. And then when we're resting, we feel like, oh, I feel guilty because I should be doing something else. No, you should be resting. So take the stress off. If you got some negative Nelly that is whining in your ear about why you should be doing this or why you should be doing that, turn that junk off. Click. Don't even listen to it. Go somewhere else in your head and lead yourself to a more stress-less life. You'll like me for that. Okay, the final tip is support Go Red for Women. Now, as I said before, Go Red for Women, it's a national, and we're going to wear red on Friday. Why go red? Because heart disease and stroke cause 1 in 3 deaths among women each year, killing approximately one woman every 80 seconds. Need I say that again? Oh, killing approximately one woman every 80 seconds. Fortunately, we can change that because 80% of cardio and stroke events may be prevented with education and action. That's why this year we're asking that you wear red on National Wear Red Day and donate to Go Red for Women. By doing so, you help support educational programs to increase women's awareness and critical research to discover scientific knowledge about cardiovascular health. Now, I don't want you to forget this. You're listening to the show right now. I want you to go to optimumbodysculpting.com/yeahmonradio, and I want you to get the information that you need about going red. We're going to all wear red this Friday, right? It's the day before my birthday, my favorite color, so all of us are going to wear red on Friday, right? So I've got a video for you. I've got some tips for you. I've got some information for you. And I have a way for you to share this whole Go Red thing with all your peeps, friends, fans, and followers. I have some social media posts you can just copy and paste and let's get this word out here. I have some good information for you to use to figure out what you need to do. And I have some recipes for you. Let me break it down. I have, so you can wear red and you can eat red. I have a recipe for frozen watermelon bites, Raven red smoothies, red pasta, baked red apple dessert, perfect polenta. You know I like grits, so I don't know about that, but you might like it. Stuffed red bell peppers, red bean salsa, roasted red cabbage, and one of my new favorites, fresh fruit sangria. Yummy, yummy. So all that's going to be up there if you go to optimumbodysculpting.com/yeahmonradio. You'll have that information. Plus, I'll have that tip sheet about sodium. And I've got a great video for you and some social media posts. So we're going to rock this red thing this year, right? So who's with me? Oh, I see your hands going up out there. Yay, yay, yay. We're doing this doggone thing, right? I know you are. Oh, you're so awesome. Okay. All right. So let's see. The 10 tips. Number 1, get 6 to 7 hours of sleep per night. Oh, and I want to tell you something. If you miss some sleep during the week and you say, well, I'll just catch up on the weekend, don't do that, because your body doesn't know what catch up on the weekend means. You know, missing sleep is missing sleep. It'll eventually, you'll catch back up. But if you're sleep deprived one day, just make sure you go to bed at your regular time and, you know, get some rest. And one thing that'll almost help you almost as good as sleep is to really get some rest. You know, just flop down, don't turn the TV on, maybe get you a good book to read, or maybe take you a nice long hot bath. Just rest. Close down the brain. Okay, number two, is it too salty? Remember, I'll have that tip for you about sodium. You're only supposed to get about 1,500 milligrams per day, and we're getting about 3,400. So this will give you some tips as to how to find that salt and cut down on it. Three, drop the fat, trans and saturated. This I'll have that sheet up there, too, to tell you how to look for the fat, where the trans fat is, and where the good fats are. And then four, sit less and sweat more. So I'm going to have something really special up there that will I'm gonna give you a free workout so you can go and check it out for yourself and start sweating. So make sure you go to optimumbodysculpting.com/yamonradio. Oh, number six, go ahead and schedule that well woman visit. We have the well baby visit, so we need one ourselves, the well woman visit, right? So go ahead and do that. Number eight, stop smoking. It's bad all the way around. Just quit that stuff. And plus, you don't even know what they're putting in those cigarettes. That's nasty. You're putting that junk in your body. You're looking at people smoking meth and all that, and you're smoking cigarettes. Okay, how about that's just as bad? Okay, number nine, let go of the stress. I want you to try this. I want you to sit down, and I want you to get rid of everything out of your brain. Just dump it out of your brain. And for 3 minutes, I don't want you to do anything. Just sit there. You can stare at the wall if you want to. And when you finish, you will feel so much better.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women,
killing more women than all forms of cancer combined.
Here's what it means to go red.
Get your numbers.
Ask your doctor to check your blood pressure
and cholesterol.
Own your lifestyle.
Stop smoking.
Lose weight.
Exercise.
And eat healthy.
Realize your risk.
We think it won't happen to us.
But heart disease kills 1 in 3 women.
Educate your family.
Get to know your family history.
Don't be silent.
Tell every woman you know that heart disease is our number one killer.
Raise your voice at goredforwomen.org.
And then finally, number 10, support the Go Red for Women initiative, right? So remember, go to yes, go to Yemon Radio so you can hear this, but go to optimumbodysculpting.com/YemonRadio. I have a great video for you. I have some tips about, you know, watching out where the fat is coming from. I'm going to have a free workout for you. So it's going to be fantastic. So I want you to go there as soon as we get off this show. So everyone support me. I see your hands raised up there. Support Go Red for Women. Yay! National Wear Red Day is Friday, the day before my birthday. Yes, we're going to do this, right? So I want to see everybody in red. And then what I also want you to do is I want you to take a picture in your red outfit, whatever it is, or your red dress or your red shirt. Please know, if you want to, just a little risque. I don't care. Just put on your red stuff and support Go Red for Women. And the hashtag to use is #GoRedWearRed this Friday. It's on, right? Thanks, everyone, for joining me for Fit for Life. And I will see you again next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information on products and services offered on today's program, go to www.optimumbodysculpting.com and click on the fitness blog tab. We'll see you next time on Fit for Life Radio. Thanks again for listening.